Locker room chats continue here on KNZA 103.9 FM as the basketball season is here and we continue to do our first rounds of the coaches' shows this week. And it's now time to talk Royal Valley hoops. And we'll start with girls head coach, that is David Boucher. It's presented by Holton Community Hospital and Hoyt Family Practice. Coach, here we go, another season, and you take a look at how your team performed last year. It was quite an up-and-down year. You start 2-2, you lose five straight, you come back with a five-game streak, you get to 7-7, and then you lose seven straight to close out the year. Just before we kind of dive into this year, just take us through kind of the ups and downs of a year ago.
You know, we really grew a lot as a team, I think, trying to find, breaking in some new starters and trying to find some rhythm. But also, you know, like, won five in a row, and then that was the last game that we were healthy. Those last seven games, we didn't have the same starting lineup for two games in a row. And that really kind of threw us out of rhythm. We were making progress. We were really, really getting it together. And then, you know, we have a girl have a pretty nasty high ankle sprain in the third quarter of a 30-point win versus, or almost a 40-point win versus Perry LeCompton. And then we just never... We never got back on track after that, you know, which is different, whether it's COVID issues or whether it was injury issues or other sicknesses and different other injuries. We just couldn't get back in rhythm. But, you know, you look at the margins of those losses in the last seven games, and it's, I mean, they're dogfights. You know, a couple point loss to a really good Hiawatha team on the road, a 2-point loss to Sabetha at home. You know, you kind of look at a bunch of those last seven games. I mean, we were right there with Holton and Riverside and a bunch of other high quality teams in the Big Seven, and that's what it is. Big Seven is so competitive that if your team is not in sync, if it's not clicking all cylinders, if you're missing starters because of illness, because of injury, I mean, it's hard to win in the best, most competitive league in the state.
Very, very good league, and it's going to be that once again here in 2022-2023. Let's talk about a few of the key returning pieces for you. Kennedy Bryan, Alyssa Ladson, Samantha Klotz, just a few that come to mind. What's kind of the expectations for your top returning pieces this year?
Again, it's just continue to grow. We had a great summer where we played connected and had our best players playing all the time, and some of our young players coming along with them and watching them do that. And it really, that's where all basketball starts being grown is in June and July and August, and hopefully they continue that on with a solid volleyball careers, which the three that you just named are high level volleyball players. And they continue to grow their athleticism, can continue to grow their competitiveness, and then getting into basketball, and it's all cyclical. Those three are great players. You had Morgan Davis, who's started on and off again for 2 years now, as a high quality senior. You get Athena Broaddus and Avery Stitham as sophomores, taking major gains. Again, multi-sport athletes that have achieved a high level. You got ourselves a team that I think is going to do some big things.
Yeah, heck of a challenge coming up. First game of the year on Friday. You host Jackson Heights and the Cobras. They haven't lost a league game in 3 years. They're just so, so talented and bring back a lot of pieces from a team that did very well a year ago. How much do you know about the Jackson Heights squad this year, and what kind of quality opponents do they bring to the table this week?
Oh, I mean, they're high, high quality. They return, I think, everybody. I watched them in Manhattan play an MOIB tournament. And, you know, I don't know what Mr. Olberding, how many games he's coached and coached his kids in Jackson Heights history, both boys and girls, throughout the history of Jackson Heights, but it's got to be in the thousands. I don't know. And they're just getting after it on the basketball floor, and their girls are playing hard. You know, they beat us pretty good a year ago. And they've got so much talent. They've got athleticism. They've got height. They can shoot it. They're long with their reach. You know, and it's exciting for them, I think. I think their new coach is going to be really good, and she comes from a long line of really good coaches and a pedigree that can bring a different edge to Jackson Heights. But you talk about how good the Big Seven is. You know, Riverside took them to a 1-point game in the sub-state final a year ago at the end of the year. So that was a dogfight. And so I'm hoping they come down here and we give them a good game.
Roe Valley girls basketball coach David Boucher joining us, first of many here in 22-23 as the basketball season is upon us, and a good one on Friday night, especially on the girls' side, Royal Valley hosting Jackson Heights. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck against the Cobras on Friday. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks, sir.